Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Shine this morning as we celebrate Christmas. This is our Shine Christmas service. I'm so glad that all of you are here for this special worship where we're going to have a few things that will be a little bit different this morning with drama and music and different people sharing in different ways. It's going to be an awesome service. So I'm so glad that you're here with us in worship. There's some friendship pads, those things on the aisles, if you want to grab and sign your name and pass it down. And if there's someone next to you that you don't know yet, why don't you go ahead and sneak a look at their name and introduce yourselves if you don't know them, and we'll have a good fellowship time as well this morning. I'm going to invite Pastor Lindsay to share some of our other announcements for the week.
Worship this morning is just the start of our many wonderful worship services we have happening this week. Join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Monday for a service of hope in the sanctuary, knowing that the holiday season can sometimes be difficult for those that are experiencing a difficult time in their life or have maybe lost a loved one recently. And so we invite you to this service of hope, and we hope that you'll join us for this time of worship tomorrow night. Our final midweek Advent service of prayer and music and communion and a simple message will wrap up our Advent season with our Wednesday morning 7:40 worship service. Reverend Zach Dunlap is going to be leading that worship service, so please join us. And then we invite you to come back on Christmas Eve for one of our many, many worship services we have. Here at our Birmingham campus, we will have 6 Christmas Eve services, and at our Berkeley campus, we will have 1. You're welcome to look inside your bulletin for a full list of all of those service details, or check out the website to know what's happening at all of our Christmas Eve worship services. And then remember, next Sunday is Christmas Day, so there is going to be 1 Christmas service at our congregation. We will gather together here at 10 o'clock in the Christian Life Center. It'll be a joint group of both traditional and Shine people coming together at 10 o'clock on Christmas Day. And please note, we do not have nursery care or Sunday school on Christmas morning. And please note that the church office will be closed at 2 o'clock on Friday, December 23rd, and will be closed all day on Monday, December 26th. Your bulletin has a complete holiday building schedule for more information on that. In this time of worship this morning, the offering will be coming a little bit earlier than normal.
All right, Merry Christmas. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
As Pastor Lindsay mentioned earlier, we're going to start with offering this morning. So you'll see a video, and I would invite our ushers to come forward to receive the offering.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." And behold, the star went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him.
Silent night, holy night.
God rest you, Mary, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Father, this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
For all of the seeking, through valleys and hills, shepherds and wise men, for glory revealed. Seems like the greatest journey of all was heaven now searching for the hearts of the lost. Gloria, our Savior. Gloria, oh, love divine, through the darkness, he won't relent. Mercy so great, we'll find a way. For all of the riches laid at his feet, the best we could offer to honor the King seems like the greatest treasure of found in a manger. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God, we praise your name. We praise your name and we celebrate and we rejoice, God, this day. For today we have come to discover the birth of Christ, the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem. Almighty God, we have been waiting and we have been anticipating for this time to come, and we celebrate this day knowing that you are God, Emmanuel, you are God with us. And God, with your birth, we celebrate your peace and your presence and your hope. So Emmanuel, this day we celebrate, you are with us. As your children of God, we join in one voice, praying together the prayer which Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hi, Mayor. Yeah, I was just doing dishes. No, I'm glad you called. How are you? Oh, honey. No, it's normal to feel nervous about it. I'm sure you do, but it's going to be fine. Well, nobody ever feels fully prepared. Okay, what can I help you with? Well, I have some fun ideas for decorations. Oh, honey, of course I'm gonna be there. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Oh, okay, go ahead and get it. No, I'll talk to you later. Bye, love you. Oh. Hi, Sarah. Yeah, I was just down with Mayor. Are you okay? Oh, honey, I'm sorry. No, that's terrible, especially during this time of year. It's difficult. It is going to be different. Everything's going to be different. And don't worry too much about her. She'll be fine. My kids are really resilient. Oh, honey. I know, when you're in the middle of the storm, it's hard to see the calm, but it is there. I know, it seems chaotic. Honey, let me remind you, just stay calm and breathe. It's going to work out. We might not know exactly how it's going to work out, but it's going to work out. Okay? Why don't you go take a hot bath? Well, that sounds good. Okay, great. Hey, call me anytime.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been given unto us, a son has been born. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
dozing in my chair, white flakes dancing, background of Danny Kaye prancing, light softly glowing, wind blowing, I got to thinking, where would I have been on that day? If I was in Bethlehem that day, where would I have stood as the child lay? Laid in the manger, humble, mild, the soft sounds of a newborn child. Where would I stay? Would I be a shepherd, hearing angels' glory, and unfettered, running to town to bow down to the king? Would I be the innkeeper, distracted by business, not seeing that this was the Messiah that Mary journeyed to bring? And when the King of Glory arrived, would I stand with the skeptics, with fear inside like Herod and his spies, plotting their power to remain? Or would I walk along the way to find the child who came, Lord of all, little bitty and grand? Where would I stand when the Prince of Peace awoke and cried out? Where would I stand? Where would I stand and who would I be if Bethlehem had welcomed me? Would I recognize the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings who came to bring light and peace and bring the grace of God to a world with sin, to heal the broken and wandering? Where would I stand? In peace, in fear, in offering. I hope I'd see the light within that baby child, born outside the inn, meek and mild, the Christ child. Would I have seen you at all? Where would I stand? Who would I be? I only know one thing. No matter what or who your arrival would bring, you brought peace to a world of suffering. We know now who you are. Our Prince of Peace, help us see you now. Help us know you now.
No, I'm making myself crazy trying to find the perfect present. Oh, I spent half a day yesterday at the mall. Oh, that was fun. Oh, you would have been proud of me. I almost got in a fight with somebody over a parking spot. No, the lines were crazy. They were insane outside the door. Nothing. Nothing. I didn't buy anything. Instead, I went to California Pizza Kitchen. I had crispy mac and cheese and a slice of pumpkin cheesecake. I felt a little better. I've been on Amazon all morning. I've got a few things in my cart, but nothing seems quite right. She already has everything she needs. Well, what did you get her? Oh. No, you're right. I mean, all she really wants is our presence. That's the most important thing to her. No, you're right. I'm just making myself crazy. But still, I can't show up without a gift.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
You know, and then I got to thinking, what if the Christ child were born today in the stable of the streets or at Birmingham First's door? What if Christ were born today? Would the world even know? Would I even know? And if Christ was already here in the brightness of that day, hid from our eyes in plainness, betrayed by the swell of the world, where would Christ be? In that world that cannot see beyond the yell of the loudest and the powerful sea, in a world that can't hear the Messiah through the wind in the trees. And if Christ was here, what would I do when that Christ child cried in Syria, in Flint, in your backyard beside you and me? What would I do? For the child that Christ was and is to come, what would I do? What is my myrrh? What is my gold? What would I have to give to the Lord? Maybe a bit of loose change, a passing glance. It is strange to think that I would have little to spare if Christ didn't look like me or act like me or perform right there as that picture-perfect babe that has come to life in those still pictures, halo-glowing, two fingers showing, clean, pristine, with the cattle lowing. Would I bring a gift? If the child were not the Christ that I expected, the one that my mind had projected to be, would I follow the call? As a Christ follower, I am called. Would I act with love and joy and light? Was I present for the birth of God come to earth, the incarnate deity? Where would I be? Where was I? Where should I be today?
Why do I even look at these websites? I mean, really. HuffPost says moms don't know how to mom. Oh, Barbie has an Instagram account. Oh, come on, she's not even real. What in the world is hashtag dog bun? Really? I mean, man's buns are crazy enough. What do we learn about the mullets? Those are out of style, thank God. LOL. Oh my. Oh, here's Tasty. This one is. Ooh, wait. No. Political. Are you kidding me? That's insane. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I even try. I'm so tired of all this gloom and doom. I know it looks bad out there sometimes, but there really is good. There's a lot of good. I refuse to buy into all this fear and anger. I know things are going to get better.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord."
So where do we stand with Christ in the world? Manger laid in a little town or in the present, unfurled then and now, no matter how, we stand with Christ with us. Where do we stand? The good news is, never alone, the gospel truth. Christ is God's love grown. We stand in the presence of Christ, flesh and bone, come to earth in the humblest means. Who has busted the structures of society at the seams, calling least to be first and the last of ill means, but not unredeemed, calling broken and hurting alike. He has broken our chains with birth and life and grace. Christ is where we hurt, where we worry, where we fear, calling us near to find hope in the hopelessness of life. We may not see him or hear him or give glory due, but his undeniable love is unbelievably breaking through the din of the crowd, however loud. Christ has come. Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we can't but believe that this child is born to change history just by birth, this holy mystery of a child will challenge it all. Death has lost its sting. Salvation rings. We are moved to believe that hate and hurt are under siege by the love that overwhelms, bringing peace and presence and hope. We have hope in a child, not just any child, but Emmanuel. And he shall reign forever and ever. Hope through the ages, past, present, future. Hope without end, no matter where we stand, understood or unbelieving, God is love. Christ is redeeming, lost or found, or still searching. Christ has come round, grace is bursting. Christ is love, Christ is born, Christ is here.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks
is mourn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Raise we let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power
Mayor, hi, is everything okay? I'll be right there. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. The baby's here.
What a fun thing to celebrate. The baby is here. Christ has been born. And if you would stand and join us as we sing some Christmas hymns together. We've got a wonderful choir to join us this morning. All right, here we go.
Angels, we have heard on high.
use those candles. So Pastor Dan and Pastor Lindsay are going to bring you the light of Christ. And as your candle on the aisle is lit, please light your neighbor's candle so that we can shine the light of Christ together as one in this space for the Lord as we sing this last song together.
From this place, carry the light of Christ out into the world, out into the darkness, with joy and peace and hope and presence, so that God may be known everywhere. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from